Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another installation of the Gospel Jazz Connection. I'm one half of your DJ team, D-Nice, along with Miss M, and we have the best in smooth jazz, gospel jazz interviews right here for you today. And with no exception, we have a great artist, Jay Boykin, who's going to come on, and we're going to just talk about his journey. And so this is how we do the show each and every week, Gospel Jazz Connection. So let me tell you something. I can't wait to hear from this young man. I've been listening to his music, and it is really, like I tell you, something that will get you on your feet and smooth your day out. So for the next 60 minutes with Gospel Jazz Connection, sit back, relax, and watch with your ears.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, you were listening to Jay Boykin. That was hot. I told you you were in for a surprise today. Now, without further ado, I have our hostess with the mostest that has some good word for us today. Lady D, are you in the house?
I'm in the house.
Hey. Will you never cease to amaze us? You brought in Jay Boykin. The music is hot. Everything's going on. Talk about what's going on with your world today, Lady D.
Okay, my world right now, what I'm doing right now is getting my book together and everything. I have a book I call Trapped in a Little Girl's Body, but I'm also trying to get other artists that are willing to come on to Gospel Jazz. They know we're on there now, and we're looking for and hopefully trying to get Kirk Franklin because he'll be in town. I'm waiting to hear back from confirmation and trying to get some other jazz artists that I have talked to already. We just have to get the dates confirmed and everything. But they're very excited about the new station, jazz station, and they're willing to come aboard and come out come and listen. And someone would like to come exactly to the studio and do an interview with you there.
Our doors are open. You have somebody on the line for us today to talk to, right?
I sure do. I have the one and only Jay Boykin. Jay Boykin is in his 20s, young jazz artist. He's opened up for people such as Frankie Beverly, John Legend, Letticy, Kirk Whalum, Doc Powell, Brian Covington, just to name a few. And he's also appeared, music appeared in video on Oprah Winfrey's show. Last year they had different videos, and his was the one that came out, The Sun Happy, I'm going to let him explain all that information.
Yeah. Say, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great, man. We're doing better now. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm talking about. Say, you know what? Like we talk about all the time, we don't do interviews on our show. We just talk about the journey, and I know that for a young man, you've got a journey to talk about. We just heard one of your songs, and we got four more so much on deck today that we just want to start out and say, man, what was it that got you involved in the music to start with, and just go from there and just share with us a little bit about who Jay Boykin is.
Well, absolutely. You know, initially starting out, I started in the church, and my grandfather played a lot of old jazz records and gospel records around me and for me as a kid. So I just kind of adapted to the music and gravitated towards the saxophone because I liked the sound. And from there, it just, you know, God kept opening doors, and I stuck with it. And, you know, it wasn't until later I really realized, you know, it was a gift and a calling. And I always wanted to be a musician, but that's how it all came about for me. So in a nutshell, but it's really been a blessing, man. And like you said, it has been a journey, absolutely. And I just keep on moving forward. So we're excited for the future.
And you know what? I was just looking at this, that you from the Cali, man. You from Riverside, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Man,
yes, sir.
And that got me because, see, you're a young brother in Riverside. Now, you know, we have our little spots up in Southern Cal that people just really just read about, and it's not until certain highlights come there, like when they had Straight Outta Compton. A lot of people that never knew what was behind the door of Compton were able to see different facets, and you know, and it became something where people could say, okay, I can understand, I can relate to, or wow, that's so intense, or whatever way you took away from it. But I'm saying Riverside was always that spot to where we needed to go to an area, rural area that was good to raise a family, whatever. People were going to the Dina, which is San Bernardino, or going out to Riverside. And so that was always a great thing. And then lately, though, they're trying to join that OK Corral stigma, and there's been some craziness going out. But being a young man, seeing that transition and being able to stay away from the madness, man, to surface as a young musician who's on track, man, that must have been a journey in itself, man, trying to bypass the craziness, huh?
Well, absolutely. You know, coming up, I was blessed and fortunate to have two parents, and I know some of my friends or whatnot didn't have it so easy, but with parents or whatnot, but I had a very firm foundation And Christ is really what kept me, because there was a period in my life, you know, I call it the wild out period, but everybody goes through, you know, and at that time I was just going through it, through that in the journey, and I was just very fortunate to have Christ to pull me out of that, man, and now it's just music full time, so it's a blessing.
You know, man, that's a good thing to be focused like that. I see that you not only do the sax, but you just have diversified. You go soprano, tenor, and, you know, alto sax. And not only that, you are also, through your company, you're teaching lessons through Boykin Music Group, and you said one student at a time. And, man, that's really a blessing to be able to give back, I'm sure, what you have accomplished and what you've learned, and give it back to somebody else. Hopefully they find their way to success, or, you know, peace of mind, or something like you have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Each one teach one, man. That's my motto.
Right.
I have a few students I'm working with now that are doing really, really well. So that's just another side of the music that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of. But, yeah, I give music lessons, and you know, I'm going to continue to do that. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that they're taking music out of the school system or whatnot. But,
right.
You know, that's where I feel like it's part of my calling to step up and to, you know, show kids music.
Right. And that, like I said, they need to be rooted and grounded with something, because it's like, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And that's how our young people are able to be enticed away with the fast money, the gangs, and all this craziness out there, because they're not focused. There's nobody centrally grounding them. Now, I see also that you're endorsed by Cannonball Musical Instruments, by LeGarry Reeds, and Clyde Lasky Mouthpieces, and GoPro Music. So you got some people behind you that really believe in you and what you do. And that's a good thing, too, to have that kind of accolades, you know, behind your name. And that's a great thing, man, grounded like that, and have people recognize you for what you've always wanted to do.
Okay. Hear you.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I was saying my endorsers, they really have adopted me as part of their family, and that's what it really feels like. They really all have that feel about them. So I'm very just blessed and fortunate, man, just to be, you know, carrying out God's work.
And I'm loving
that
it. Also,
young man, he's a young man in his 20s.
But see, you can hear that in his voice, but you can hear that exuberance. You can hear that grounded part in his brother, and that's what's really the uniqueness. Because brothers that are just coming through now, they're trying to get that fast money, they're trying to get that fame, and they're trying to get theirs, and nobody's really trying to reach back and teach one, because they don't have anything that they have to give back. They're not learning. So it's a light in the wilderness of darkness to find a brother that come along that's grounded and got his head all right, that's putting out music like this. Because, man, I'm telling you, I was floored when I heard the whole project, and I got a bunch of them on deck today to play, so everybody can love and understand that goodness that you're sending forward. But, I mean, I see also you had music on a soundtrack that you had with the motion picture In the Hive, starring Michael Clark Duncan, which is 2013. You were on Glee in a portion. You've done Oprah Prime 2014. KCAL Channel 5's Christmas Special. Man, you've been a busy brother for just being 20 years old, my man.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I can't give it back to God enough, you know, and I can't say this enough, to God be the glory, because, you know, just life in itself, man, being able to minister, just being able to enjoy life is the biggest blessing to me. And, you know, I have a different outlook on finances and money that I think, you know, the outlook is pretty much helping me thus far. And that's just, you know, living by faith or whatnot. And I'm just excited, man, for what this year is got in store for us. So,
well, you know, I'm excited for you. And, you know, in this, you know what I'm saying, I know that, you know, we look forward to having you in the studio so we can just sit back and just chop it up, because I know you got some great things
absolutely
to share with us.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you know what? Sure. I know you're running. So before we leave, why don't you just take a moment and talk to these young brothers that don't have a direction and they're sitting at the crossroads, man? What would you tell them, brothers?
You know, I would – my biggest advice, I'm just an advocate of just finding what you love to do, and it you know, and just doing it full force, and not even worrying about the money, and just, you know, having trust and faith in God that, you know, that'll catch up to it. And that's what I tell everybody, and I tell the kids when I speak at schools or whatnot, I always tell kids and students, you know, don't let your peers, you know, pressure to get you in a direction that you know you don't need to go in. So in other words, you know, just to you know, have your own mind. And I know we live in a world that seems polarized or whatnot, but you know, I feel as though the youth, what they're lacking nowadays is just, you know, sponsors, mentors. So I tell everybody, get with somebody older than you that's kind of, you know, going in the direction you want to go in, and then start there, you know. So I try to encourage students and to never give up. It's not a get-rich-quick type of deal. It's more or less you just putting it in, putting the work in, and just being repetitious about it, and God will open up those doors and do the rest.
Man, I'm feeling you, man. And like I said, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. I look forward for the day, man. We can sit down and chop it up here live in the studio, man. But meantime, in between time, we got some songs to play of yours today, man. And look, we are family. This is your home. So anytime you need something, you got a new project or whatever, let us be the first on the block to get it, man, because we're going to tell the world about it. You know what I'm saying? We love
absolutely
what we hear.
Absolutely. Yes.
Man,
and
you're
I've
home
been working on some new material as well. So I will be making my rounds to you guys when I get that material out.
All right, appreciate you, man. Much love to you. We're going to play some more of your music. Lady D, you got something for us before we come out of this?
I just have something just to say real quickly that he will be at our church, West Angeles, next Sunday, and he's going to perform all three services, which will be on the website and everything. You can look at it and see the whole show of it. So we're looking forward to that.
Nah, I do too.
Absolutely.
Man, you know, appreciate you guys, man. We'll get ready to hear some more of your music right now. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one, the only, man, I'm telling you, brother focused, brother got it popping, and the music is going to show and speak for itself. That was Jay Boykins, ladies and gentlemen. I'm D Nice with Lady D and Miss M. Sit back, relax, and just watch with your ears.
Brothers away, know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. Take it away, know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me.
Pray for me.
Brothers away, know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. Cause he gives and he'll take it away, know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me.
Of a man that walked in the church. He wasn't wearing no shoes and that hole in his shirt. Dug his soul from the dirt for whatever it's worth. He once lived a Christian life and now fell off course. And when he entered the church, people stopped and stared. Usher shunned the brother like they really didn't care. Now we're all God's children and fall short of his glory. That's the real reason, y'all, I had to tell the story. God give it and I'll take it away. What if I was you with no food and no place to stay? No family to run to, no friends to call, no one to pick you up when you slip and fall. A little faith in G-O-D is all we need. Looking at the past, matter of fact, man, that brother was me. Before you pass judgment, homie, don't hate on me. Get on your knees, lift a brother up and pray for me.
Stop running brothers away, know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. Cause he gives and he'll take it away. Know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. You need to stop running brothers away, know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. Cause he gives and he'll take it away. Know what I'm saying? Won't you pray for me? Pray for me.
Well, hello out there. This is Miss M with the Gospel Jazz Connection, and we heard that great interview with Jay Boykin, D Nice, and Lady D. His music is really kicking. I was enjoying it so much. We heard Pray For Me with Jay Boykin, and we also just got through listening to Lover's Step and Kick Back and Chill. I even like the titles of those songs. Everybody go out there and get that project. This is the hot one for this week. So go ahead. We're going to take it on along this journey, and we're going to keep on rolling, and we're going to come up with Ain't No Stopping Us Now with Wayman Tisdale.
Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
AVS Media Demo.
This is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with D Nice and Miss M.
Well, hello out there. How'd you guys like that Jay Boykin Heaven? That was a beautiful piece. And we just got through listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Getaway. Now, I want to tell you guys a little bit about what's going on locally here in L.A. We got some jazz festivals coming up. June 3rd through the 5th, the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach Jazz Festival. I know you guys are going to be in the house there. We got Michael McDonald, Brian Culverson, Peter White, Paul Tater, Hughes Cruz, Stephanie Mills, Gerald Albright, just to mention a few. 3 days, so check it out. And then we also got the Playboy Jazz Festival coming up on June 11th. We got Naturally 7th, Seth MacFarlane, Joey Alexander Trio. And on the 12th, it's a silver anniversary for Foreplay with Bob James, Nathan East, Chuck Loeb, and Harvey Mason. And they're also doing a Robert Cray band celebrating B.B. King with the special guests Sonny Landreth and Roy Gaines. And if you Latin lovers out there, we got Pete Escobedo featuring his daughter Sheila E. I know I'm going to be there. D Nice is going to be there. Lady D's going to be there. Where are you going to be? So keep on rolling with us on this journey. This is Boney James. You're listening to it all night long.
out.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. I'm telling you, we had some great music. We had great interview with Brother Jay Boykin. Now, I would tell everybody listening to go out and get this project. He's got some great music on CD. Go to his website and check him out. It's Jay Boykin, J, the letter J, B-O-Y-K-I-N, Sax, S-A-X, .com. That's www.jayboykin.com. We'd like to thank him for being on today and sharing his music with us, man. And this is what you're hearing. We're doing it. So I'd also like to thank Ms. M for putting it down. Lady D, thanks a lot. Always doing what you do. Appreciate you. Our listeners, thanks for listening. This is how we do it here at Gospel Jazz Connection. Every week, tell a friend. We're going to keep it cracking like this. We're going to have it all for you. The best of interviews, the best of music. So keep listening. And like I said, always, thank you, Miss M. She's putting the music together. She's doing a DJ set, and she's doing a great job. Don't you agree? Email us and let us know how you like it at gospeljazzconnection@yahoo.com. Or just hit us up at gospeljazzconnection@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. This is how we do. This is D-Night saying be good to yourself, and God will do the rest. Let's hear it with Miss M.
Well, hello out there. This is Ms. M bringing you Gospel Jazz Connection. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We heard from David Benoit and Russ Freeman on Smarty Pants. We listened to Joyride by Pieces of a Dream. And we're listening right now to Soulful Strut by Grover Washington Jr. And I hope I get to see all of my listeners out there at all the dances and all the jazz concerts that are going on around town. Be blessed. Check us out each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And before I close out the show, I'm also going to let you East Coast listeners know, you guys got a great event going on in Washington, D.C. You're having a concert going on, and it's awesome. It's 10 days of music. So go on and check it out in Washington, D.C. for your East Coast listeners. It's on June the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Start out, and it goes on from there. So be blessed.